Okay, so the last thing that we discussed was that they, all the various people would take the organs that they were bringing to the Mizbeach to the ramp. They would leave them in the bottom half of the ramp, so not actually on the Mizbeach proper yet. And then they would go to Lishkas HaGozes to read Shema. We discussed this all before Zman Kriya Shema. It is after Herod Pnei, and this is after the light, the eastern side of the sky has lit up, but it's before Mishiyakir. It's before you can see your friend 4 meters away. And the reason why we notice it is the Gemara in Brachos says that they would reach Shema before they could say Yetzer Hara, right? Because there was no light yet to say Yetzer Hara about, which means it was before Zman Kriya Shema. Okay, so let's start the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. Tana Yad veRegel ke Kedas Yitzchak Ben Avram. They would tie the hands to the right hand to the right, the right front leg, the foreleg to the right, hind leg, the right left foreleg to the left hind leg. And the reason why was because that's the way that Avram Avinu tied up Yitzchak, and we want to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of Avram Avinu when we bring a korban. Yeah. The Gemara continues. Lo hayu kofsin esa tale mai taima. Why would they not just tie it up all 4 legs together? Rav Huna v'Rachis tachad amar mishum b'zayin kodeshim v'chad amar mishum demehaleich bechukei ha'amim. One of them said the reason why you wouldn't is because it's a bizayin to the kodeshim. It's a disgrace to the kodeshim to tie up a korban that way. And the other one says that it's mishkoz. That's the way that goyim do things, and we don't want to bring our korbanos the way the way the goyim do it, right? The if you're wondering why didn't we just answer, the reason why they tied up the korban in a specific way is because of the akedah, and so why do we need to answer then why didn't they do it a different way? I think there are two possibilities. Either you'll say that really it would have been more practical to try all 4 legs together, and once they're not, then how will they do it? They'll do it like the Akedah. Or you'll say that no, this is actually relatively like the Akedah, and therefore the requirement that the Korban be tied up similarly to the Akedah would have been satisfied if they tied all 4 legs together. The reason why we tie hand and leg together, but not all 4 together, is because we're afraid that either it'll be a bizayon, a disgrace to the kodshim, or it'll look like the goyim. We don't want to bring korban the way the goyim bring their korbanos to Avodah Zarah. Okay, maybe not. What's the difference between these 2 reasons? One way or another, it's also right? Ikim dahava. So there are 2 differences. Firstly, if you use like some nice sort of nice cloth, or alternatively, golden string to tie down them together. In such a case, you are not disgracing the korban. That's not bizayon kodshim. It's not a disgrace to the korban. However, what you are doing is you are tying up the animal like the Odei Kefarim do, and therefore that problem still exists. Fine, that's the difficult. That's the difference. By the way, we pask in that it's because we don't want to bring the korban away, the goyim bring a korban to Avodah Zarah, not because of bizayon kodshim. Therefore, even if it's not, if you use like a really, really nice string, golden string, like we just discussed, it would remain aser. So the Mishnah says, Shalosh Esrei Shulchanos Hayu B'Mishras. There were 13 Shulchanos, 13 tables in Mikdash. Shmoneh Shulchanos Beveit HaMitbachayim. 6 were marble in the Beis HaMitbachayim, in the place where they shechted the animal and skinned it and cut it up, like we discussed in the Mishnah. And on these korbanos, on these tables, sorry, what's the reason for them? Because they would wash off the internal organs of the animal on these tables. Beis bemarava shel kedesh, 2 to the west of the ramp, right? One of those was marble. Echad shel shayish ve'echad shel kesef, was silver. Al shel shayish nosnim es ha'ivarim. On the marble one, they would put the limbs of the korban, right? Al shel kesef, and on the silver one, kli shareis. They would put the kli shareis, the implements that used for various korbanos. That's what those 2 tables were there for, right? The reason why we would use the marble one for the korbanos, but you would still use the klisharis, is either because the klisharis themselves have a high level of kedusha, they are considered kodesh kadashim, right? They, if anything else comes into contact with them, it actually becomes kodshim. Or alternatively, maybe it's because marble is easier to clean, right? Since marble is going to be easier than silver to clean and it won't be damaged by the blood, maybe that's really the reason. Uva ulam, and in the ulam, remember the ulam is the entrance hall where the implements of the kanan were stored before you got into the heichal itself, before you got into the heichal proper, which has a higher level of position than the zara. Shnayim mivnim al pesach habayis, two, just inside the doors of the Beis Hamikdash. Echad shel kesef v'ashal shel zav, one for silver, made from silver, one made from gold. Al shel kesef noisim lechem upon him b'knisase, v'al shel zav b'tiyase, one there. These tables were for the lechem upon him. Basically, there is, of course, the Shulchan Azav, the Shulchan the Torah describes, in the Heichal, right? That Shulchan is in the Heichal, on the southern side of the Heichal, towards the Kodesh Kodashim, a little further inwards than the Mizbeach Azav, than the Mizbeach where the Torah was brought on, right? There were two more shulchanos. The one was from silver, one from gold, for the lechem upon him. On the silver one, they would put the lechem upon him when they're bringing it in. If they need to put it down, as part of the process of bringing it in, so they'll put it down there. Right? The gold one was the one they would use when they're simply taking out the lechem upon him after it's been in there for a week. The next Shabbos, when they remember, they would take bring the lechem upon him on Shabbos, and then take it out next Shabbos to eat. The Kohanim would develop, as we discussed in Sukkah, and the Machlokes Tanoim, Chachamim say that the Mishmar that is coming in, the Mishmar, the watch of Kohanim, the family of Kohanim, that's coming in would to get six of the loaves out of 12, and the family that's leaving would get 6 of the loaves out of 12. And Rabbi Yehuda says the family that's leaving would get 5 of the loaves out of 12, and the family that's coming would get 7 of the loaves out of 12. But either way, there were 12 loaves, that's how they would be divided up, right? As they were being taken out on that Shabbos, they would be placed first on this golden table in the Ulam right before the entrance to the building of the Beis Hamikdash itself. So this is the reason for this is because you don't want to you don't want to go down in Kedusha, you only want to rise in Kedusha. Therefore, since the Lechem upon him, since this Lechem upon him was already on a golden table, you're not going to now, when you're taking it out, move it to a silver table, it's going to stay on a golden table. Note, I didn't explain before, why is the lechem upon him called lechem upon him? Because it was baked in pans that are shaped basically like an uber symbol, like a U, like a sort of square U, right? And therefore, it was turned in on itself, right? The ends of the bread were turned in on itself, and therefore it was facing itself. That's why it's called the lechem upon him, because it actually has an inside unlike most breads. Ve'echad shel zav b'vnim, there was, of course, the shulchan, the actual shulchan made from gold inside. Shalav lechem haponim tamed, which always has lechem haponim on it. Now, note, there is a question, as we've discussed in Gemara Menachos, what does always having lechem haponim mean? Does it mean that there is no day that passes without lechem haponim, meaning you could take the lechem haponim off, the old lechem haponim off in the morning, and only put the new one there in the evening? Or does it mean that as you are taking the old lechem panim off, you have to already be putting the new one on? Literally, when you're sliding the one off, the other one is being slid on, so there's literally always lechem panim on the table. This is a machlokes tanaim in Menachos. And there is the Gemara points out there is a clear enough kamina for that to Talmud Torah. Since there's an obligation to learn Talmud Torah Talmud, if you say that Talmud in the lechem panim means that, just there should not be a day that passes without bread on, without lechem upon him on the shulchan, then that might also mean that Talmud, when it comes to Talmud Torah, means that you're not meant to go a full day without Torah. If you think that Talmud and the lechem upon him means constantly on the table, then maybe the Talmud and Talmud Torah also means to the obligation is to learn constantly, at least as far as that is possible. Fine. Then it says, the Gemara in the Mishnah is Bichti Ein Anius B'Makim Ashira. Since there we assume in the Mikdash that there should be nothing that looks poor, right? There should be nothing, everything should look rich, right? Everything should look very, very wealthy, right? And if that's the reason why we don't, for example, use clay kelim in the base of Mikdash, even when we could, because they look poor, they look cheap, right? They don't look expensive like the gold and silver kelim in you. that we use. Amai Abdi Dashayish, why do we use marble tables? Isn't marble less expensive than silver and gold? Ni Abdi Dechesef, Ni Abdi Dezav, maybe it should be gold or silver. Now we should, everything should be beautiful, should be made from precious metals. So no, Amar Rav Chinina v'shem Rav Yasi, Rav Chinina said the name of Rav Yasi. Rav Yasi v'shem Rav Yishmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yasi said the name of Rav Yishmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Mipnei shehu mar tiach. A metal table. A minute. A metal table, right, is going to be hot, and therefore it's going to cause things to go bad faster. Basically, the metal table is going to heat up. A marble table is stone, so it's going to stay cooler, and therefore it'll help preserve things for a little bit longer. Therefore, that's why we use it. That's why we really use marble in the Beis Mikdash. There are practical considerations which mean that marble is a better choice than any metal. Okay. Let's go back to the discussion of the Mishnah. Right, Shel Shachar Ayah Nishkad Al Keren Mishrach Tzvoinis. The Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Shachar was shechted, was slaughtered next to the northeastern corner of his Beach. Right. It's interesting, the Gemara up here, this is a different gear than the Mishnah. It says the sometimes it was shechted on the south northeastern corner, but we saw in the Mishnah it's shechted on the northwestern corner, and assume the Gemara here is an incorrect gear, so it's really on the northwestern corner. How do you know? It's a Marav Chisda, Marav Kra, because the Pasuk says, Shnayim Leyoim, Keneged Hayoim. He should shecht a korban twice a day. Neged Ayom, opposite the sun, right? In the opposite direction. Tan Nam Yachid, there's a Brisa which says this also. Shnayim Leyom, Keneged Ayom. Same thing, right, in a Brisa. Ata Omer Neged Ayom, Oino Elichavez Ayom. How do you know it means something to do with the sunrise? Maybe it just means that there is an obligation to shech two korbanos tamid every single day. Shoma Omer, as a kevisha, as kevisha, as a 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 kevisha, as a. Since the Pasuk already says that you should check one sheep in the morning and one sheep in the evening, we already know that there are two korbanos tamid brought every single day. So why does it say shnayim liyom, two a day? To teach us that it has something to do with the way the day manifests itself, i.e. the rising and setting of the sun. How could this happen? Tamid shachay anishchal al keren tzvonis ma'arav, this shalta al tabashniyah. The way you would do this is you would shecht the korban tamid on the northwestern corner of the rings, and the korban tamid in the evening would be shechted on the northeastern corner, right, of the rings, whichever is the opposite direction of where the sun is rising. It says Asar Dvarim Shal Alexandros Makdonis Siknea Negev. Alexander the Great, Alexander Macedonian, asked 10 things of the Zakenim, the rabbis in the south of Israel. Amar Lahen, he said to them, Mina Shamayim La'aretz Rachoik Oimi Mazrizrach Le'mayrav. Right? Is it further from heaven to earth, or is it further from east to west? Remember, they thought the world was flat. So he's asking, is the disk of the world wider than it is tall or not? Amr Leda answered him, in Mizrach Lamayrav, it's a longer distance travel from east to west. Teda, you should know. Sharei Cham Mizrach, Hakol Mistachim Ba. Cham Mayrav, Hakol Mistachim Ba. Cham Abem Sarakia, Ein Hakol Mistachim Ba. Right? You should know that when the sun rises in the east, everybody looks at it. When the sun rises in the west, everybody looks at it. When the sun's high in the sky, nobody looks at it. Right? Meaning, you can't look at it because you'll hurt your eyes, but in the east and the west you can because the idea is it's further away. And the Chachamim say, no! Both of them are an equal distance. Right? So it says the height of the heavens over the earth is the same as the distance from east to west, meaning the pasuk compares them, right? V'icha minayu nafish, and if one of them was really greater, nichtav tarvayu ki ahi de nafish, then we should have just mentioned the one that was more. We're trying to stress a very large distance, right? Therefore, we should have just stressed the one that was longer. Right, since we're not just stressing the one that is longer, that teaches us that they are in fact the same distance. Okay, Shkoyach, gentlemen, we will continue, please God, tomorrow.